Supporters of a measure that would end some legal immunity for police officers who injure or kill a citizen during an arrest rallied Wednesday at the state capitol. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, they say the practice, known as qualified immunity, gives bad cops too much protection.
Qualified immunity is a legal principle that gives government officials, like police, personal immunity from civil lawsuits when something goes wrong, unless a plaintiff in a case can prove that the officer deliberately violated their constitutional rights. Opponents say that puts the burden of proof on a person or their surviving relatives when someone is injured or killed during an encounter with police or while in police custody.
Say his name, Khalif Browder! Say his name, Khalif
Browder! Akeem Browder is the brother of Khalif Browder, who committed suicide after being held in solitary confinement at Rikers Island for 2 years for a crime he did not commit. Khalif Browder said he was assaulted by prison guards several times while he was in custody. Akeem Browder says because of qualified immunity, those guards cannot be held accountable.
They learn and they say, hey, you can't do anything to us anyway, so we're going to keep on doing it to your brothers, your fathers, your mothers, your children. Is all subject to them. And we have a chance, and we damn sure will take it, because I cannot get over the fact that my brother isn't coming home.
Other speakers included a former City of Albany police chief and one of the founders of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, Jerry Greenfield. Greenfield is working on the national effort to end qualified immunity.
Ending qualified immunity is about accountability for police and justice for the victims whose rights have been violated.
Greenfield says other states, including Colorado, New Mexico, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, have ended or limited qualified immunity, and the proposal is under discussion in around a dozen other states. The measure faces an uncertain future in the Democratic-led state assembly as the session winds down. Sponsor Pamela Hunter says the bill is currently in the Judiciary Committee.
Leadership is aware of our commitment to getting this bill closed before June 10th. There are a lot of big bills, as you are aware, that are on our calendar that we're hoping to push this through, and I'm pushing very much to make sure this gets to the top.
In the Senate, the measure has the backing of the Deputy Majority Leader, Michael Gianaris, but its sponsor, Senator Robert Jackson, says passage before the session ends is not a guarantee.
And realistically, if it doesn't happen by then, we're going to continue to fight and raise the pressure so whenever it can be done as soon as possible. That's what we're going to do. And that's what the struggle is about.
Senator Jackson says he's in it for the long haul. He was a plaintiff in the school aid funding legal challenge known as Campaign for Fiscal Equity. That took 13 years to wind its way through the courts and was ultimately decided in his group's favor. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.